Hey everyone, and welcome to the third episode of the Vala podcast. In the studio I have with me Dara Olubami. Thank you so much for being here, girl.
Thank you for having me. It's such an honour to be here with you.
All right, so introduce yourself.
So yes, as Demi said, I am Dara Olubami and I am the editor-in-chief for Grace Magazine, which is a digital faith, fashion and lifestyle publication.
And if you haven't checked it out yet, make sure you do. It is amazing. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about sisterhood. So Dara, what does sisterhood mean to you? When you hear that word, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
The first thing that pops to mind is, I guess, the relationship between sisters. However, for me, it's a relationship amongst sisters, but not necessarily blood related.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
That's what comes to mind.
Yeah, I have two sisters and I am close to both of them. But I would say that my sisters or the sisterhood that I'm part of goes way, way beyond that. For me, it's my close friends. For me, it's my church sisters. For me, it's even like the women that I don't know personally. But you know, like you have your like IG cheerleaders.
Yeah.
You've never met each other, but you stay liking each other's stuff. Yeah. You stay supporting each other. For me, they're my sisters too.
Yeah.
So that's how I see sisterhood. It's a lot more expansive than just people that you're related to by blood.
I guess it's the kind of like an extended family, the family you choose.
Yes,
that's another way to put it.
Yeah, exactly. It's the people who I feel like you meet them along the way and God places people in your life for specific purposes, people just to love on you, bless you, in my case, correct you, check you. But that's what sisterhood should be about, you know? Like, you don't want, well, I mean, some people want, but personally, I want my sister to be able to take me to the side and be like, girl, do you want to sort yourself out, or
do you want to not do that?
Yeah, do you mind? Like, can we put the word of God to work, or you know? So for me, that's
people to hold you accountable.
Yes,
not just watch you do whatever and not say anything.
Yes, yes. You need people who can tell you about yourself. I mean, obviously in a loving way, but I mean, if that's what you need it to be in a loving way sometimes. But sometimes you need someone just to be like, honey boo, girl. What you doing? So yeah, so that's how we see sisterhood.
Yeah.
So when you think about sisterhood in your life, how do you think the women that you know have shaped you to be who you are, be it personally or professionally? You know, actually, the other day on Twitter, I saw this thing. I'm paraphrasing, but it was this woman saying, behind every great woman, there is a group chat of women who have proofread her email real quick. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is me every day. I'm like, hi guys, do you have like a minute to X, Y, and Z, proof this, look at this, see this? And I guess with you, with Grace, you have a co-editor, right?
Yes, you have
a co-editor. So how has that experience been in terms of, you know, navigating life professionally, but with, I guess, a working sisterhood?
Do you know what? It's literally God ordained, because I've known Debbie for, I don't even know how many years now, a few years, and we became friends, but we weren't really close, and we went to a event, Fashion for Christ, and we saw each other there, and I just remember that we had to like break off into separate groups, and we were in the same group, and we had to like pray. And then when it was my turn to pray, I just remember, I forget the lady's name, but I just remember her kind of saying to Debbie, like, oh my gosh, like, stick with this one. And it's like, we both heard the message, but it was just like, okay, like,
but you didn't really
take it on board, like, okay, stick with each other, like, whatever. But that didn't come to fruition until years later. And I have a blog, kind of inactive at the moment, but I have a blog, and I was doing a series called Being Series, and Debbie...
Yes, I remember this.
Yeah, Debbie was actually my last feature on there, which was like March last year. And as I was reading her feature, I was just like, wow, like, it's just something clicked. And obviously God had already told me, you need to do Grace Magazine. And I was like, okay, I put it on the vision board, not even the vision board, the vision laptop, like written in my notes. And I was like, yeah, like, I'll get to it one day, because it's just, it kind of just wasn't at the forefront of anything I wanted to do, or anything I wanted to pursue. But you know, when God tells you to do something,
you gotta do it.
Yeah. So I left it there, and I remember reading Debbie's feature, and there's like this nudge, ask her to join you with Grace. And it's like, immediately I was so scared. I was like, oh my gosh, wait, if I have to ask her, that means I have to tell her. I'm a person that I kind of like to just get the work done.
Yeah,
I don't like to announce on social media. And I know sometimes social media like pressures people to just be making announcements and be seen to be doing stuff. And I was like, okay. So I just thought, all right, I'll ask her. So I asked her, and I was like, would you prayerfully consider, you know, coming on board the vision? And I shared it with her, and she was just so excited. She's like, oh my gosh, yes, yes, yes. Like, I'm saying yes, but let me go back and pray about it just to confirm. But yes.
That's definitely.
Yeah. So she came back to me, and she was like, yeah, you know. And, you know, we've just been working together on this ever since, and she's fantastic. She's literally godsend, because the skill set that she has from, you know, her work experience has been priceless, like invaluable to getting Grace to where it is. So, yeah, that's definitely my sister.
That's beautiful. So, like, in your personal life, how do you feel like sisterhood has shaped you and kind of made you who you are today?
Do you know what? Funny enough, I've never been a girl's girl.
Really?
I've not been a girl's girl. I've never had, I used to say this to my sister, I've never had like my clique, my group of friends.
Yeah.
It would always be my older sister, her friends, and then I'd come along.
That's your clique?
Nah.
No?
Okay. Or be my younger sister, her friends, and it's like, okay, sometimes I'll be with them. I never really had my own group of like, these are my, like, this is my clique. I had like one or two. But not like.
But not everyone rolls in a.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, I guess maybe.
What did you feel like that you had to?
Time, everybody had their.
Okay.
Their crew or whatever the word was back then.
Yeah.
And I kind of never had that, but I don't think it really bothered me, so to speak. But so my life has kind of always been like that. I've never really had a big circle of friends. I mean, now, I'd probably say, let me not give a number just in case I forget someone now. Few, but I've got my two sisters, like my blood. No, I've got three sisters, sorry, but I've got two that I'm really close to. And to be honest, when push comes to shove, they are the ones that are like ride or die for me. But you know, we don't live that life no more, you know, we're saved. So, you know, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
No, I get you, but I mean, everyone's different. Like with me, in terms of professionally, my close friends don't necessarily work in my field. Like they're not in publishing, they're not in creative per se. But I don't even know how to explain like how much they've supported me and just helped. So when Valor first launched, which, oh my gosh, it seems like 1,000 years ago now, but it's like 2015. I remember the day of the launch party, I wasn't driving just yet, and one of my friends took the day off literally just to drive me around while I was doing my bits and bobs. Like, to me, that's sisterhood. And almost, I have other friends who, one friend in particular, who literally every single photo shoot has been so instrumental. Again, she doesn't, well, okay, she worked at Ralph Lauren at the time, but she didn't study fashion. Like, fashion's not really her forte like that. But it was just the constant giving of herself, giving of her time, when she really doesn't have to.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a demonstration of sisterhood. And I feel like when women work together, amazing things happen. I'm not saying that when men work together, they don't. They do, but we ain't talking about y'all right now. But when women work together, I feel like amazing things happen. And for me, I've definitely seen that with Valor, and I see that with Grace and with other Christian publications, and not only publications, just in general. Like when Christian women come together, we're a force to be reckoned with. We really are forced to be reckoned with.
Definitely, I definitely agree. And I think kind of where we're at right now, I think women are more determined to uplift each other genuinely. Like, I think now...
There's been a paradigm shift.
Yeah, like, so now is... Almost like now is the time to lift up your sisters. Like, everybody is kind of pursuing their dreams, their visions and whatnot. And I guess everyone's just being... You know, great cheerleaders. And that does actually remind me of my close friend Alexis. And when I think of our journey, and it's so funny because when we met, I just remember kind of like just blurting out my entire life story.
But sometimes it's like that. Sometimes you meet people like, and you're instantly comfortable with them.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from. I literally just like blurted out.
Do you mean because
out.
It's not the kind of person you are? Usually.
Yeah, it just literally. I'm quite a quiet, not quiet, but I don't just. Share just like
that. Yeah, I get that.
But I remember I wanted to meet up with her because I know at the time she was doing styling and I was working on my fashion brand. I just wanted to pick her brain. So I asked her to meet up. We met up in Starbucks in Westfield, Stratford. And I just remember we were just talking. And then I just found myself offloading.
That's how it is.
And it's so funny because like when we talk about it now, she's like, yeah, like you were just really, you were really going for it. Like, and she's like, oh, I'm not going to lie. Like, I tried to shake you off. Like, who's this kid? I tried to shake you off, but like, you know, here we are, like, and we're really good friends. And I was just like, what? You tried to shake me off? Are you mad?
Yeah, one of my good friends, Siobhan, I'm sure she's listening. I forced myself to be friends with her. I saw her in the library in college. I was like, right, we're going to be friends. She didn't consent to this for like a while, but I was just telling her, I was like, we're going to be friends, you know? Like, and here we are today. She was the friend I mentioned that was, or well, still does, like, helps me so much with Vala.
Yeah.
Helps me so much. But sometimes you meet those people and you just... Okay, well, we didn't instantly click. I forced the click in, but it's mutual now, praise God.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes you meet those people and they shape your life in ways that you can't even anticipate.
Yeah, and do you know what? Again, when I think about, like, my journey into sisterhood with Alexis, it was like, she was the one friend I had that, I guess we were both kind of had our feet in the world, dating or whatever, heartbreaks and all that kind of stuff, still going out partying and whatnot, pursuing our dreams, and just to watch each other grow in Christ. I can actually say, don't get me wrong, we've had our ups and downs as any sisters would.
Yeah, exactly.
But to witness the growth and actually know, do you know what, I had front row seat. So I know this is God working in your life.
Yeah.
And vice versa. I think that for me is priceless.
Yeah.
Because we've really, we've done some grinding from going to Camden Market 6 a.m, selling vintage pieces, her pursuing gym bites that have been stocked in Selfridges, me doing, you know, my fashion thing hasn't come out yet, but it will. And now
you heard it first here.
Yeah, you know, I'm working on Grace Magazine and we've just been really supportive of each other. And I guess maybe at the time you don't realise, but when you take a moment to reflect, it's like, wow, like,
this is it.
She's actually been there for me, and I'd like to think that she would think the same, like, in regards to her. So, yeah.
No, sisterhood's beautiful.
I've never actually taken the time to actually digest it, so thank you for
bringing
up this topic.
Okay. It's okay. Even when I was getting ready for this podcast and I was thinking about just, like, how instrumental my friends have been to me, because I'm the kind of person who... On social, I'm not the most... I don't really talk about my personal life on social at all. But if I'm with someone face-to-face, I can be quite open. However, if I'm really going through something, I will not talk about it. Sometimes, if it's something that I almost can't believe is happening to me, I won't verbalize it. And I don't know how to explain it. It's something I'm trying to work on. But my really, really close friends, one of my friends in particular, Amma... Anytime I've had a challenge and I haven't wanted to talk about it, and this is why it's also important to have like friends that pray for you, she will literally pull me to the side and be like, what's going on? And she will just like speak life into whatever that situation is. So to me, I think it's very, very important that you're mindful of the people that you have around you, because you want people who are going to be prepared to be with you in that challenge, not people that when you tell them something, you have no confidence that's not going to go beyond them.
Yeah.
You have no idea that they're not going to use this to like talk about you with someone else, but you want people that are going to be in it with you, praying with you, speaking life over you and over that situation. So when I was thinking about just how much my friends mean to me and literally what a genuine blessing they have been to me, it's crazy.
I actually have a question. I know I'm like the guest.
Ask away.
But I actually have a question. Just as you were speaking, it's like this question just popped into my head. When it comes to sisterhood, especially, I guess, within the body of Christ, and, you know, you should be forgiving and patient and loving towards one another. And I completely agree with that. It's scriptural. But how do you deal with your sisters if they're not listening to reason or correction, or like, how do you deal with that? Because at the same time, especially as believers, you don't just discard friendships.
You shouldn't
just, oh, you know what, you're not listening, or I'm not down with what you're dealing with. You know, we all fall short, we all can fall into sin or whatever, but it's like, how do you deal when you have a sister that's, you know, struggling in a certain area or keeping up with certain things that are not right? How do you actually deal with that?
Well, in my experience, I would initially, and I say initially, I would talk to them about it. But the thing is, that's not a one-size-fits-all approach, because you know everyone's different. So I would assess the situation, assess the person, and then speak to them. But I think sometimes, and one thing I've learned, not just with like sisters, but just in general, sometimes I can make so much more like impact on my knees than I can using my mouth.
Well,
a lot of time, no, honestly, like, and also because I can't stress myself too much these days.
Yeah.
So I have, I really, really, really am learning to pray more and to talk less, because sometimes I feel like I can talk and talk and talk until I'm, well, can't go blue in the face, but, you know, proverbially blue in the face.
Yeah.
But it won't have any change. And at the end of the day, if someone's dealing with something in particular, it's a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
And it has to be approached spiritually.
Yeah.
So if I've spoken to them, they're not trying to hear it. I'm probably not, I might bring it up one more time. But after that, I'm just going to keep on praying about it and just pray that their heart is softened, really. And hopefully when the right opportunity is, the Holy Spirit will let me know and then I'll go back into it. Because I think sometimes if someone's in something, you talking to them, and if they get defensive, you're not actually helping the situation.
Yeah.
It sometimes it's like, you know what, I'm going to do what I want to do, and they'll just kind of bask in their error, and you talking to them might, I don't know, give them an incentive. I don't think that's the right term, but I don't think talking is always the best option. But that's not to say that it can't always work. But just with me personally, and also I don't like to repeat myself, so that's also a side note. So if I've said it once, I've said it twice, let me talk to the Lord. At the end of the day, I can't change anyone, but he can.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I would approach it personally.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And the reason why I asked that question, because it is something that I'm currently, you know, dealing with. And it's like, okay, you are my sister.
Especially when you love someone. And it's like, you can literally see, because I've been in a similar situation before. Yeah. And that's why I was just like, you know, I've told you. Even before I told you, you already know, because you know the Bible. You've been saved longer than I have.
Yeah.
So it's hard because, like, you see someone essentially, like, walking in fire, and it's just like...
And you're like, no, don't go that way.
Exactly. Like, you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
So I understand, but for me... And I can testify prayer works.
Yeah, no, so, it can become frustrated, and I guess I'm kind of at the stage where, do you know what? I can't continue to speak. I can speak to God more about it, but
I mean,
confronting and trying to explain.
If they're not listening to you, and if think about it, what you've said the second time, is there any difference to what you said the first time?
No.
Exactly. So I'll just pray and pray and pray. And I mean, it might not look like it's going to change straight away. The situation that I'm thinking about, this was years back, but it took like... I'm tempted to say 3 years. I'm not sure I'm over exaggerating because I do that. But it was a while. But I was just like, you know what? God, I trust you.
Yeah.
The how's not really my business. So it's like, I trust you. So I just kept on praying about it. But it is really, really hard. It is difficult. I'm not going to lie to you. It is difficult. But again, it's just...
Yeah. And I guess that just tests... How much do you class this person as your sister in Christ? Are you willing to go on your knees and pray for them? Or do you just leave them to continue in whatever it is that they might be dealing with? So I'm definitely encouraged more. So you're like, you know what? Okay, cool. The fight's not over. It might not necessarily be my battle.
Yeah.
However, I will continue to, you know, put my sisters in prayer.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, as much as you love them, God loves them more.
Exactly.
So this is it. You can love them with your whole heart, but God will still always love them more.
Yeah.
So, but it is hard. It is hard, though. But God's got you.
Amen. Keep praying. Amen to that.
Okay, so in your current issue of Grace, unity is one of the themes you explore. So before I ask you this, I just have to say, I'm featured in Grace magazine, guys. So make sure you check it out. And thank you once again for featuring me. It's such an honor. Such an honor. So yes, you explore unity. Why do you think that is so important in terms of sisterhood?
Not only just sisterhood, I think it's important within the body of Christ, because you know the scriptures say that a house divided against itself cannot stand.
It can stand.
And I just think it's very important. And for me, it was important to, you know, reach out to you, because I wanted to display something that the world doesn't necessarily see.
Mm.
You wouldn't see Vogue and Elle collaborating.
Mm.
You wouldn't see that. So it's like, okay, this is my sister. She's got a platform, you know, for Christ. Why not come together and show, like, you know what? You can actually be in the same industry.
You can.
There's enough for all of us. And at the same time, we're batting for the same team.
This is it. The way I see it, the gospel has to be preached by any means necessary. I'm going to reach people that you're not going to reach. You're going to reach people that I'm not going to reach. But at the end
exactly
of the day, it's all pointing to Jesus.
Because one of the other topics that we're touching on is influence. And as you said, you have a sphere of influence that I can't tap into, mm-hmm. and vice versa. But at the end of the day, the job's getting done. Mm-hmm. The message of Christ is getting shared. Mm. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a win.
You don't see this in the world. And I feel like the world likes to, even though there has been a slight change, but the world likes to pit women against each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They love to do that. And I think as Christians, we should not subscribe to that narrative.
Nope.
So for me being featured, and I say it's an honour, like, I'm not over-exaggerating. This time I'm not over-exaggerating. Like, it really, really is. And like you said, it displays something that it's countercultural.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that, you know, as Christians, as Christian women, we're determined to, you know, do what the Word of God says in spite of what is, I don't know, trending. I don't know if that's the right term.
Trending or what's the norm, what's the worldly standards. Because we don't conform to the worldly standards.
Exactly.
So it's basically irrelevant. This is what we're doing. This is what we're about.
Mm.
And as far as I'm concerned, we are the light in this world. Therefore, mm-hmm. we should be the ones to influence and essentially dictate, this is how you do things.
Mm.
You work together collectively. Mm. There's enough pound, sterling, naira, yen. There's enough to go around. And it's not even necessarily about the money. If you're really about women empowerment, male empowerment, if you're really about that, it shouldn't even matter.
Yeah.
Who's
it has
doing
to
what?
Be a holistic thing. You can't just say it, but you don't actually live it. Well, yeah. I mean, you can, but I don't think you should.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And like you said, scripture talks about unity so many times. And I think for me, that's why even with Valor, working with the women that I do, who are, shout out to the Valor team, y'all listening, such a blessing to me. And like beyond me, a blessing to all the Valor readers. And that comes across it. And again, it just demonstrates how what happens when women come together. And come together with, there's no egos on the table. It's just like you said, the same goal is what? Make Jesus famous. That's the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Make Jesus famous. And when everyone's coming at it with that in mind, there really is, there's no, the way I see it, when you have that as your focus, there's no space for anything other than unity.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
That's how I see it.
And to be honest, God doesn't need our help. He's actually famous all by himself.
To be honest,
whether
actually,
it's for,
that's true,
air
that's
quote,
true.
Good things, bad things, whichever way you want to put it, he's spoken about everywhere.
Yeah.
Whether it's you agree with what the scripture says or don't, he's definitely a talking point.
Honestly, he is. It's just, I guess, pointing people towards the gospel, I guess I should say.
That's it.
Oh, Dara, thank you so much. I've loved recording this. I've
thank
loved recording
you.
This. Thank you so much for being here. So if anyone wants to hear from you or find out more about you, about Grace, where can they find you?
If you want to find out more about Grace, you can go to www.gracemagonline.com. There's links to the magazine there. There's also a blog side of it, which is all there. If you want to reach out to me, I'm on Instagram, which is @beingdara.
Thank you. You guys already know Valor Magazine on all platforms. If you want to follow me, it's Dami_Abajingin. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and thank you for your support. It's so overwhelming, especially all the feedback we had from episode 2. It has been crazy. So as always, we'd love to hear from you. This podcast is for you.